Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Come on, someone. Yeah, my car broke down. I ain't got
buzzard circling up in the sky. And he's looking at me with them beady eyes. Well, I don't know, but I got a hunch. He'd rather have me than that deer for lunch. Right now, I wish I'd have stayed in school. But I had to be a rodeo cowboy fool. And I'll bet my daddy'd sure be proud if he could take a look at his son right now. Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road. And need a ride now, won't somebody take me to the rodeo? In a Cadillac. She got the top rolled down and her hair tied back. She don't look, she don't even slow down. She just keeps them wheels rolling around. Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road. And need a ride now, won't somebody take me to the rodeo?
National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8, it's a winner.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. That's right. Okay, got to get some feedback. How are we sounding now? We got to make sure everything is crisp, clear, and ready to rock and roll, because it's going to be a great one. I'm telling y'all, y'all better get a grip, because we're about ready to launch things in a big way. So let me know how we're sounding right here. How's the audio coming across? We're not making any movements. No sudden moves here, and it's kind of hard to do because I am wired up on coffee. I got a little bit of hitch in my giddy up, and I'm telling you, we're rocking and rolling. It's been a busy day, and we are excited about what we have right here. Let's see. Looks like Miss Gabby is, of course, having issues, same as she did yesterday. We apologize for that, but hey, we can't be responsible for that. It sounds like it's coming from you, not me. It sounds like Miss Barb is out there giving us some good feedback. Okay, everything seems to be in line. We're not going to adjust the mic. Everything is ready to rock and roll. Let's get started with the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here. Okay, how about it? We're just a few short days away from PBR in New York City. And, of course, yesterday we had Sean Willingham joined us as he got ready to go. We've got maybe a guest caller or two on the show today. We're going to have to look forward to that. Big announcement. Did anybody get to see the exclusive genetics reality series that started up last night? I did not get to see it. Wanted to find out how it went. If you guys had an opportunity to watch it, it was on RFD TV last night. I did not get to see it. Kind of curious to see how it went. And if you guys know anything about it, post a comment to us, either on Buckers Now, on the Blog Talk chat room, or give us a call, 646-915-9940. If you guys have been over to Buckers Now, if you have not signed up yet, get over there and start building you a profile. I'm telling you, we've got some cool things coming. Myself, Matt Owens, the founder of Buckers Now, are really teaming up and bringing a big we're opening the door for you. Matt has really been working hard. As you guys can tell, he is doing a lot of things to work and help you individually build your profile the way you want. You know, yes, I see Ms. Kat in there talking about the video podcast online and things like that. That's what one of the things that Matt is working on transitioning over. So you, the fans, or you, the producers, whatever the case may be, if you guys want to have that option to post those on your profile, you will have that opportunity. So they will be available to you. It's just one of the things in the works. You guys are on the ground floor. So what's really cool is you guys can get the basics out of the way. You guys have established, built a profile, starting to recruit other friends, fans, that type of thing into the community, and you already have that built. So as things grow and as we open the door for more and more opportunities for you, you already have that foundation built for your profile. Then it's just a matter of incorporating these few extra things. So you guys are really in on a great opportunity right there. So keep spreading the word. Keep recruiting fans. Keep recruiting your friends. You know, like Matt was saying, he posted a comment in the shout box yesterday. You know, if each one of you recruit two people and then tell them, go recruit two more people, you know, that's how that word gets spread. So that's my challenge to you as the voice of Buckers Now, to go out and recruit two people and then tell them when they are brought in, to also go out and recruit two more. Get them involved, get a grip with it, and let's make this thing happen. So let's do it. I'm telling you, this thing is really cool. Let's see. I see Ms. Kat Johnson say that she's recruited the Bull Riders. Absolutely. We need everybody involved, the athletes, the producers, stock contractors, whatever the case may be. If you've got a product line that caters into the rodeo community, we have a home for you at BuckersNow.com. Big things in the works, the IFR a week away. I'm kind of finding out a little bit more about it, and we may tell you a little bit more about how we know so much about it later on in our show. But I know that Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, they're going to be doing a bucking sale. They're going to have bucking horses, bucking bulls. They're going to have cowboys riding them, so it's going to be somewhat of a rodeo-type deal. However, I will tell you that they're also having a PBF, which is a professional bullfighters challenge. It's a protection style matchup. It's not going to be like Rob had with the Thunder Echo games, where it's a freestyle deal, where it's just the bull and the bullfighter. This is going to be a team competition. These guys, as you guys heard when we were out in Vegas with Carter Hall of Rank Bull and Rod Rank for a Cure, he's actually teamed up with somebody. He's going to be there. One of our good friends out here that you see on Making 8, down there towards the bottom, Jay Brainerd, is going to be there. He's got a partner. Ross Hill is going to be out there. He's got a partner. And there's going to be 52 bullfighters. They're going to be teamed up, and they're going to be competing for prizes. They're going to be judged on their ability to work as protection bullfighters during this bucking sale. So it's going to be a really cool opportunity. You guys make sure to go and stay tuned to what we have in store for you. That's going to be Tuesday and Wednesday. Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they're going to have performances. The IFR is going on. The IPRA-sanctioned International Finals Rodeo is going on, and it's going to be big. It's going to be really cool. You're going to see some of the top-ranked riders there, just like we did at the PRCA Finals. IPRA has been around for many, many years, and if you have not checked out an IPRA event, I used to compete in the IPRA here in the Southeast. They were the bigger association here in the Southeast that I would ride for. So, you know, they're nationwide. You don't want to miss out on the opportunity to go check them out. We know that some of our Making Eight Maniacs are going to be there. Miss Sandy, who's not able to join us today, she's actually out. We want to wish her the best as she's out in her travels today. She's running around town, so she's not able to join us. But she is going to be out there at the IFR. She's going to be tweeting and sending you some messages, so it's going to be really cool. Have you guys seen the Making Eight polls that we've been posting on BuckersNow.com? Hopefully you guys are enjoying those, and you all have the opportunity to do that as well. I see Jen posting a comment in there about where they hold the IFR. It's actually held in Oklahoma City this year. I will tell you that the IPRA has been approached by other cities to bring the IFR to other cities. So they're kind of looking into that, but they have a long-standing relationship with the Oklahoma City area. They are set up and well-prepared to accommodate the fans that are coming in for the IFR. You know, we're going to be meeting up. Well, actually, you know what? I'm starting to let the cat out of the bag. We're going to be in contact with some of those folks out there. I will tell you that, at least right now anyways. We're working on some very cool things, which is why you obviously are hearing a little bit more of a hitch in my giddy-up today. We're excited. Big things are happening for Making Eight. Big opportunities are there for you, the fans, to be able to sit back and get to know a little bit more about the sport and get more involved this year between the PBR and what they have going on. I'm telling you, 2011, you better get a grip if you're a fan. It's going to be wild. And you guys have the opportunity right here on Making Eight and Buckers Now to be a huge part of what's happening. So make sure to stay tuned with us. If you have not gotten over, built your profile with Buckers Now, please get over and do that. And then recruit two more. And then tell them to recruit two more. And then you just turn around and let it be and let it work. Work your profile. Get to understand it. Hopefully everybody is enjoying the opportunities that you have there on Buckers Now. And make sure to keep staying tuned because more opportunities are becoming available every day. And I'm telling you, I mean that literally. Me and Matt are talking. He was telling me this morning. I've been on the phone with him for a significant period of time this morning. But him and I were talking and discussing the opportunities that he is opening up for you, the fans, today. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to Buckers Now. Get over there. Build yourself a profile. Still not sure if anybody has actually had the opportunity to watch the exclusive genetics reality series that debuted last night on RFD. If you haven't, you know, make sure to get over and follow along with them. Of course, you all saw the broadcast that Making Eight brought you from Las Vegas during the NFR. And we're going to keep staying tuned with those guys. And so you guys make sure to follow them along as well. Fans, we're only a couple days away. I'm telling you, you better get a grip. It's going to be wild, and we're going to have a lot of fun with it. So with that being said, let's go ahead and take our first official break of the day. Got to let you know that this first break is brought to you by none other than BuckersNow.com. Of course, along with U.S. Rodeo Supply. Both kind of go hand in hand. U.S. Rodeo Supply has teamed up with Buckers Now, and they kind of brought Making Eight into the picture. So I'm telling you, big things can happen when two or three put themselves in one particular mission to make you, the fans, more involved with the sport. So you guys continue to get a grip with U.S. Rodeo Supply, your home for all of your rodeo needs, as well as BuckersNow.com. All right, Making Eight Maniacs, we're going to break things out. Let's get things fired up. We're only a couple days away from the PBR invading New York City. We know the riders are getting fired up and ready to go. We'll see if we can't work a little bit more and try to get them on the line when we come back. Y'all stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on Making8.com.
Running up the trail to the challenge shows, where the fields are getting higher everywhere that I go. Amarillo by morning.
Hi, this is world champion Rob Smets, and whether you're riding a bronc or roping a steer, you need boots you can count on. Only Ariat boots provide you the support, stability, and comfort you can rely on day in and day out. Ariat's four levels of technology allow you to pick the boot that gives you the maximum support for your best performance. And the variety of styles, colors, and premium leathers lets you pick a boot that suits your personal style. When your performance needs to be top-notch, be sure you're wearing Ariat, the brand that'll keep you on your feet when the going gets tough. Visit a store near you and try Ariat boots today to experience the difference.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Macon 8. That's right, your official voice of BuckersNow.com. And we got to thank everybody for tuning in here today. I actually see one of the questions popping up right now. Miss Gabby's posted in there. Will they still have the PBR Now show on the RFD TV? You know, Miss Gabby, I am not 100% on that. Let me check. I know that with, you know, J-Dub and Justin and their actions and their participation within the PBR, it's going to make things difficult. I also know that Justin is getting out on tour a little bit more. So I don't know if they're actually going to have the PBR Now on RFD. So, you know, hey, that may open the door for somebody else to step in there. It may open the door for somebody else to produce something similar to that. I don't know what those lines are. I don't know what those guidelines are. But I'm telling you, you know, you might just want to hang tight. And we can work on getting those answers for you. You know, we'll certainly see if we can look into it for you. Anyhow, we have got we've got some big news, and you know, I can't sit on my hands anymore. I'm so excited about it. So let's go ahead and talk about it. The big news is this. You know, yesterday morning I woke up and I started getting text messages, and folks were asking me, "Hey, why are you guys not coming out to the IFR in Oklahoma?" And I said, you know, really a lot of it comes down to the funding, but I just don't have an in with the contacts out there. And they said, you know what, let me help you. So we started opening the door, and we started making some phone calls yesterday. So here it is. Macon 8 is one step away from being out in Oklahoma next week. We've got the approvals. We've got the consents. We've got the backers of people that are supporting us to be there. They're wanting it. They're needing to make it happen. And we have got so many people working behind the scenes right now, as a matter of fact, as this show goes on, to make sure we can get there. So here's the deal. We figured out what our budget is for being there for the entire week. We're looking at $1,200. We've already got $200 of those dollars dedicated from a sponsor. We're looking to get more. By the close of business today, I will expect to have that in place so we can go ahead and make our reservations and make this deal happen. We've gotten arrangements with vehicles, whatever we need. We've got the rights to bring a sponsor in or bring several sponsors in for the broadcast that we're doing there. This is the plan, okay? If Macon 8 closes the deal by close of business today, and it doesn't have to be today, but we're looking at making that our target goal so we can go ahead and get our reservations. Our target deal is to close business today to have that sponsorship. By tomorrow, we look to have our reservations in place and be set to be on our way. If we get there next Tuesday, actually what will happen is there will be no Lunch Hour Rodeo shows next week. That's the bad news. That's the downside of the whole thing. However, I will tell you this, that we are looking to broadcast over 16 hours worth between Monday and Tuesday of the PBF bullfights, the competition bullfights, as well as the bucking sale going on out there. We're looking to tie in with the PBF. We're looking to have some special guest co-hosts, color commentators joining us, and you all will love it. You guys can sit back and watch as we bring you the action from this, it's like a bull ride. They're going to have competitors. They're going to have bull riders. They're going to have saddle bronc. They're going to have bareback. It's going to be rough stock sale. And so they're going to have riders getting on these animals. And then we're going to have this protection competition tied all into it. It's going to be huge Tuesday and Wednesday. We're going to be bringing it to you all day long. We're talking about from 9 o'clock in the morning Oklahoma time to probably 7 o'clock or later every night. There's going to be some intermissions. We're going to take some breaks, but you guys are going to have to stay tuned to BuckersNow.com as well as Making 8 for those broadcasts. We're going to be tied in. You guys have got to recruit some fans. You've got to get some more of your friends on board. You guys are going to have the opportunity to watch this. It's going to be like a full Tuesday and Wednesday are going to be like full days of rough stock events going on, broadcasted on Buckers Now. You guys can sit back, work your consoles, play with your Twitter, send out messages, let us know what's going on. We'll be able to keep in contact with you and send you messages back from the arena as this thing is taking place. We're going to have color commentators on board. It's going to be fantastic. I'm telling you, you guys will benefit and have a blast doing it almost all day long. And, you know, if you missed the show, it'll be archived. You can go back and watch them later on. When you guys are looking for a fix, you know, to watch bull riding or whatever, you can tune in to Buckers Now or Making 8 and be able to have the opportunity to watch it. It's going to be fantastic. But that's not all. Come Friday, we're going to be out. Friday is actually going to be the first performance of the IFR. Now, what I will tell you is that we are not going to be broadcasting the IFR live on the internet. We don't have the capabilities to do it and to get the sponsors in a short amount of time. So, with that being said, we are going to bring you Friday. They are going to be showcasing. This is where almost all the announcers from all over the country are going to be coming in to test their skills, to work their skills, and try to line up jobs. It gives them the opportunity, as well as the Contract Act, the Barrelmen. You guys are going to have an opportunity to see barrelmen from all over coming down to Oklahoma City to present their acts. Some of them are brand new that they're going to be debuting. You guys will have the opportunity to watch those and tune in as we bring you that action. And then Sunday, we're going to be bringing you the awards banquet. You're going to be able to see the IFR present all the winners. We're going to highlight, we're going to talk about them, and we're going to tie in so you all will have the opportunity to watch the awards banquet. That's four guaranteed broadcasts. We've got a fifth one that we're working on for Thursday that might be big. I mean, if we land it, it's going to be huge. But you, the fans, will also have an opportunity to interact with that as we bring you a great broadcast on Thursday. So stay tuned to that. Now, if this deal is set, like I said, the downside is we will have no Lunch Hour Rodeo shows next week. We will have our Back on the Ranch show, as always, on Sunday night with, of course, my co-host, Miss Kelly. We'll talk about the PBR and what's going on with their first initial bull ride of the season in New York. We'll talk about that, and then we'll line things up for the IFR all next week, as well as I don't believe we'll have a Back on the Ranch show the following weekend. That'll be the 16th. We're going to be out there in Oklahoma still, and we'll be bringing the awards banquet to you, which will probably be going on. We don't want a conflict with any other thing, so we will not be broadcasting a Back on the Ranch show then as well. So you guys are going to have to stay tuned, say your prayers. Making 8 is on the right track. We started off the year with a bang. We had the opportunity to be in Okeechobee on New Year's Day with Joe Beaver and Shane Hanchy and the Cooper, you know, one of the Cooper brothers, I should say, you know, Trent Krieger. A lot of these guys we're going to see back at the NFR this year. So we had an opportunity to announce that, to bring you the broadcast, and now we're looking at being able to bring you a broadcast from Oklahoma during the IPRA finals, as well as the PBF bullfighting competition. Huge stuff. I'm telling you, it's fantastic. You guys better get a grip. It's going to be really, really cool. We're looking forward to it. I think that, you know, I think we've got some cool things in the works for you this next week. You know, like I said, we've got the approvals by the close of business today. We're our target deal is to make sure that we have the sponsor lined up so we can go ahead and make those reservations. You guys know how making eight rolls, you know. You guys know that we're a last-minute type of deal. We can put things together and make things very productive for our sponsors, for our fans, and for these producers. And, you know, we did it in Vegas. We put together a really good show. We put together some really cool things. We're going to do it again right here this week in Oklahoma. You watch it happen, Making Eight Maniacs. Our passion is what gets us there. You, the fans, support is what drives us to have that passion. So you watch. We're going to make it happen. You guys just continue to keep supporting us. Spread the word about us as we get the word out. Like I said, we're working on making sure everything is tied in for the Buckers Now program. So that way you guys can watch it right there on BuckersNow.com. You'll be able to see all the broadcasts right there. Make sure to stay tuned to that and get a grip. We're excited. Let me know what you think. You know, of course, we've got some of our Making Eight Maniacs that are going to be there. We've got some of the guys that we've had on our shows going to be out there. And, I mean, who knows who's going to drop by. It's going to be big. We're just going to have to let you know. You guys have to stay tuned. And, like I said, I tried to bite my tongue. I tried to sit on my hands on this deal. I'm just so excited. I can't do it, you know? So that's why you guys have noticed there's a pretty big hitch in my giddy-up. We've been on the phone since we got off the show yesterday. It has run almost nonstop. I ran till about 11 o'clock last night, caught a few winks of sleep, got back up this morning, and went right back at it. So I'm telling you, we're going to make this deal happen. Just in the course of 24 hours, we've made every possible tie-in that we needed to in order to make it happen. So you guys just hang tight. We've actually got a caller on the line, so let's see if we can't bring him in. 937, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Hey, Scott, it's Cody. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Cody. How about yourself?
Not too bad. I got to make this quick. I got to get back to work here. Hopefully you haven't done your cowboy logic today, have you?
No, sir. Sure haven't, man. We've just been talking about the news about us getting out to Oklahoma this week, man. It looks pretty promising. We're going to make that deal happen. We're going to be out there for the IFR, buddy.
All righty. Awesome. All righty. Here's your cowboy logic for the day.
Yes, sir.
People
bring
it
to us.
People who are tough never have to tell you that they are. It's the same with people who are honest.
That's right. Wow. Good boy logic, man. Gave me goosebumps right there. Cody, we appreciate it, buddy. No doubt, man. That's an awesome for the day, buddy.
No problem, buddy. I'll check back in with y'all tomorrow when I'm on lunch again, all righty?
All right, buddy. Hey, don't work too hard and get a grip.
Oh, yes, sir. You too, buddy.
All right, we'll see you.
Yes, sir. All right,
there, Making Eight Maniacs. There you have it. Your cowboy logic, courtesy of PBR News for You, Mr. Cody Burleson. Got to thank him for that, for the day, taking the time out to jump on board with us. We sure do appreciate it. We got about a little over 20 minutes left in our show. Still looking to see if we can't get some of our guests on board. We're working through it right now. Let me see what we got here. I got to check my Twitter and see who's updating and what's going on. So, yes, sir, it looks like just caught word that, Shane Proctor is catching a flight out there to New York. Luke Snyder actually just landed in New York. So those guys, the PBR, is invading New York City. We're just days away. We got some of the Making Eight Maniacs getting ready to head out there themselves. We've got Miss Kat Johnson, katjohnson.net. She's going to be jumping out there. We've got Shannon. Of course, y'all know her quite well, of Taylor Truck and Auto Repair. You know that she's on her way. They'll be out there this weekend sending us plenty of tweets. Gotta love it. Gotta love the Making Eight Maniacs. We're fired up here. We got another caller on the line here, 662. You're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Hey, Scott, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you, Mike?
I'm doing wonderful, man. I got some news for you. If you're interested, I just got off the phone with J.B. Moody about 30 minutes ago. He said that his legs from the other night in Fort Worth, he says his legs are a little bruised and a little sore, but he will be in New York City this weekend. He said he's like I said, he's just a little sore, but other than that, he's going to fight through it. and he said that he will be in New York City this weekend.
Right on, man. Hey, that's some great words right there. Definitely allows us the opportunity to kind of hear about these guys. We appreciate you getting that word to us. Of course, you know, we're all pulling for JB out there this weekend. You know, this guy wants to start off the season right, and he's really made a name. I mean, he's put an impact in the Touring Pro events during the off season. The guys went out. He won up there in, I believe it was Nebraska, that they had that Touring Pro event up at. And then, of course, he placed in the rounds there in Fort Worth. So, yes, sir, absolutely, man. We know he took a little bit of a beating. I'm glad that he's okay. But, hey, you know, these guys are ready to – you know, that's the chance you take when you get out there to these touring pros to get that practice that you need, you know. And of course, Sean Willingham talked about it. He hasn't even much seen a bull, let alone get on one during the off season. But he feels confident, he feels his mental game is right, and he's ready to go put it to use this weekend in New York. So, you know, to each his own. Everybody has their own different game plan that they use for the offseason in order to prepare. JB used it to get back on bulls, and he's made some money. He's feeling pretty good going into it with the exception of those bruises. I think he'll do well. We'll be pulling for him.
Yeah, he told me himself a while ago that he's feeling good, he's feeling – yeah, I asked him what his short-term goal was for this first half of the year, and he told me that his short-term goal this year is to ride. He wants to break the record of the consecutive rides in a row that Cody Hart has held since 1996. And he said that that was his short-term goal for the first half of the year. He said, and then, of course, his long-term goal is to win a world championship. And I think he's right on his way to go ahead and doing that. And I'm rooting for him all the way. Also, Scott, I want to congratulate you by going out to the IFR. It's going to be a pretty fun deal out there. You'll really enjoy it. You know, there's a lot of up-and-coming stars that will be out there at the IFR that in the next few years will be in the PRCA, and you'll see them in Las Vegas at the NFR.
Right on, man. You're absolutely right, Mike, and I certainly appreciate that, man. Now, for some of you fans that don't know, Mike and I have actually been working behind the scenes, and Mike is going to be working. He's going to be tying in and making eight, and we're going to be kind of utilizing his services. He's going to be running the radio program himself, and we're going to get you tied into that here real quick. Come this next couple of weeks, right, Mike?
That's right, man. Sounds good. I mean, just give me a shout whenever you can, man. And congratulations about going out to the NFR. And just keep doing what you're doing, man. You're doing a great job, Scott.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, Mike. Appreciate your call, buddy. Take care, man, and get a grip.
Take care, man.
All right. Hey, you know what, man? This thing is really starting to get underway. I'm telling you, I'm just loving it. I'm loving what our fans are doing here. I'm loving what you guys are doing, you know, supporting us. Man, you guys are just the fuel that's driving Making Eight, man, I'm telling you. And I'm just behind the wheel steering it. You know, I love it. I just love where this thing is going. And we got some cool things set up for you this year, so y'all really should get a grip. I can't say it enough. We're just so excited about what's been happening. Let's see. Yeah, I see a lot of people are talking about sending pictures and getting things going and people trying to squeeze in bags to get out there to New York, man. You know, it's unfortunate that we can't all be there for it. But I will tell you this, with Miss Kat Johnson, Miss Shannon, you know, with Taylor Truck and Auto out of Kentucky, you know, these two great young ladies are going to be setting things up, you know, as well as some of the other fans that are going to be there. You know, they're going to be setting up some tweets. We're going to be able to see a lot of action. So you guys, if you're not following them, make sure to get over and follow them. Now, we do have Miss Kat Johnson as well on BuckersNow.com. Definitely want to encourage Miss Shannon to get over there. You know, we'd love to have a profile, a fan page set up for Taylor Truck and Auto. We can get that arranged, and you guys can post your tweets, everything that goes through Ustream or Twitter and things like that. You guys can post them on your profile so we can get over to BuckersNow.com and find a good place to be able to watch them. We can see it all right there. It'd be fantastic. You know, this whole community is designed and developed around rodeos. So you guys have got to get down there, get involved, recruit some people, you know. Like Matt had talked about, go get two. Go get two and then tell them to go get two. And once we get that in place, man, I'm telling you, we're going to roll. We got a lot of things rolling here. You know, we got about 15 minutes left in our show. We're still waiting on getting, see if we can get some of those guest callers to jump on here with us. I haven't seen them light up on phone lines here just yet. We'll see what happens. You know, they're trying. I know that they're trying, and we're going to see what they can do to work with us. Hopefully something will come of it real quick. That's right. I see Miss Barbara throwing in there. New York City is up first, and then they go from the East Coast to the West Coast and head out to Sacramento. And, you know, that's another big event. And we know a lot of our Making It Maniacs. We know a lot of the Tweethearts. We know a lot of the PBR fans are all going to be out there. Want to encourage you guys to send those tweets as well come the following weekend. You know, when you guys get out to these events, we want to know, we want to hear from you. Because for myself, you know, sitting here in Florida, you know, my first PBR event that I'm probably going to be out to, at least the Bill Ford Dub Series, is going to be the Tampa deal, and that's not until April. So we want to keep up. We want to know what's going on, and you, the fans, have the opportunity to bring it to us. Let's see. Oh, I see. Is there going to be a page on making on either Making Eight or Buckers Now for pictures of everyone with our PBR stars? You know what? Let me get with Matt right after the show. I'll write that down, and we'll get out there and post it. Appreciate both of you young ladies, Miss Gabby and Miss Kat, posting that out there. We will absolutely work on doing that, and we'll see if we can't set something up there. We'll set up a just a fan page, you know, PBR, you know, fan page where you guys can absolutely post those pictures up. Love to have it, you know. And, of course, you guys saw me with Brendan Clark and Luke Snyder and Chris Shivers. You know, I'll even throw those pictures up. You know, it was a fantastic time. Loved hanging out with those guys and can't wait to do it a whole lot more. So we've got about 15 minutes left in our show there, Making Eight Maniacs. We're sort of winding things down now. I'm kind of hesitant on whether or not to take a break in case we get our fans on board. But, you know, I think it's about that time. I think we're going to need to. Got to let you know that, you know what, we actually didn't even have a mention here for our next break. But what we're going to do is throw out there, and since we've already kind of let the cat out of the bag, we're going to let you know, if you guys have not already, go check out, I believe it's PBF Rodeo or PBF, shoot, you know what, I'm going to have to pull those links for you. But anyways, if you Google Professional Bullfighters Tour, you can see what's happening with the PBF, kind of get an understanding. It's a little bit out of date. They're working on bringing it up to speed. They're going to throw the links up there for Making Eight as we bring the broadcast to you there next week, pending we get that deal set by the close of business today. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to that as we're going to bring it to you, no doubt about it. We're working at it. We're going to continue to work at it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be wild. So let's take another short break. We've got to let you know that this break is brought to you by none other than PBF as well as IPRA. No doubt these two organizations have been around for a number of years and looking to make things happen. That's right. I thank you, Ms. Barb, for throwing that out there to the link to the PDF. And I believe IPRA is IPRANow.com. You guys go check them out and get a grip with them as we're going to be bringing you some action from Oklahoma next week. So don't go anywhere, Making Eight Maniacs. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Making8.com.
I hear a lot of folks say, man, you're not quite right. You've been riding on that crazy side damn near all your life. Not about to change, but they don't understand the thrill of riding thunder, holding lightning in my hand. I look for rodeo nights, 8 second highs, hot little cowgirl with them jeans real tight. Music sounding loud, walking.
Thousand pounds. They say this ain't living well. I gotta get some. This is Brian Corson, and you're listening to Making8.com.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets. Being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Radio Show right here on Making8.com. We're having a great day. I'm telling you, things are happening. We're rocking and rolling. We got the PBR coming up, and I'm watching some pretty funny things happen there in the chat room. I know y'all were talking about the blizzard and bringing in and not able to pick up the trash, and, you know, a guy tried to commit suicide and jumped out of the ninth-story window. That is absolutely the funniest thing. Tragic at the same time because the guy would actually try to do that. However, he is actually fine, being that he ended up landing in some garbage. So, you know, I guess it's not always a bad thing. But, you know, to me, my thing is this. The guy is supposed to be around, you know. I mean, if he's going to jump out of nine stories and survive it, he survived it for a reason. So that's my whole theory behind it anyways. Also, I see that Exclusive Genetics is doing their contest again, you know, this year with the PBR. So make sure you guys get over there and check them out. Thank you, Ms. Barber, for posting that link up there on the chat room. You got to make sure you guys get a handle on this stuff. We got some cool things happening in 2011, and you, the fans, are going to be able to participate and be part of it. Not just with the PBR, but with Making 8, with Buckers Now. I mean, this is an opportunity for you guys to get in at a great level. You know, the ground surface, as we build up and we progress, y'all have the opportunity to benefit. You know, it's one thing to jump in. I mean, if you look over like at the PBR, they've got hundreds of thousands of fans that tune into them every day, you know. And so your odds of winning something that they throw out there are a little bit less than, per se, something that we have in store for you that we're going to be bringing to you. You know, you guys are going to have that opportunity to jump on board and be on that ground level. So it's a really cool thing, man. I'm telling you. I can't wait. I'm just so excited about it. You know, y'all, like I said, I'm sure you can hear it in my voice. You know, there's just that hitch in my giddy up. I'm ready to rock and roll. We're ready to get a grip. We're ready to go out there and have some fun. Next week, like I said, by close of business today, we'll let you know. Tomorrow and Thursday, we're still on board for our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows. We had planned to have some guests call in, kind of give us a update, you know, and talk with us a little bit, but these guys are busy, and I will give it away that yes, it was a PBR athlete, you know, that we had planned on getting on board. You know, things are happening. These guys are getting out there. They're trying to get the job done, so that's why we didn't announce who it was. You know, we're going to continue to try to keep working with them and see if we can't get something lined up so we can't make that deal happen. We want you, the fans, to be able to interact and talk with these guys as they prepare for their first event of the season. 2011 is now here, and these guys are ready to go. New York City this weekend. It's going to be wild. We see just Luke Snyder has actually posted pictures now on his Twitter as he landed out there. We know that Shane will be out there in a couple hours, as well as many of the other guys. It's going to be fun. I mean, it's cool thing for you, the Making 8 fans, or you, the PBR fans, to be able to tune in and check out what these guys have going on, and it's really cool of them to be able to share it with you. You know, that's the thing that's so exciting, is that these guys are willing to share their lives with you, even outside of the arena. So, hey, it's a wild thing. We're happy to be a part of it. We're excited for what we've got going on, you know. Y'all just keep making sure to hang tight, keep spreading the word about us. As you guys spread the word and we get more and more people on board, we'll have that opportunity to do a lot more for you. So just keep hanging tight, keep spreading that word. Let's get a grip there, Making 8 Maniacs. Shirts are coming to you here real soon. We're working on it right now as we speak to get that design set up and get it published on shirts so you guys will be able to purchase your Making 8 Maniac shirts. And let's get them out there to these rodeos and these bull rides. And we want to know what you guys or who you guys are. So we want you guys to be able to represent us in a great way. Y'all fans are the best anybody could ever ask for, and we're just pleased to have you on board here with us. We want to continue to keep bringing you the most excitement, the most interaction within the sport. So y'all keep hanging tight. It's going to happen. We're going to make it happen. You know, it's one thing I learned as a bull rider is, you know, you cannot sit back and let things happen. You have to get out there and make them happen. And that's our goal. That's our mission. We're going to get out there and make these things happen. That door opened up for us yesterday. We stepped in it. You know, we're one step away from doing it. And I believe by the close of business today, we'll have that lined up. So y'all just keep believing in us. Keep giving us that fuel to fire this engine that we're rolling with. I'm telling you, it's a good one. So we're going to go ahead and wrap up the show here today. They're making Eight Maniacs. I want to thank all of y'all for tuning in here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Make sure to spread the word. Let everybody know that we are coming out there and, you know, that we're bringing it to you. You guys have got an opportunity to watch some really cool things next week, courtesy of Making Eight, as well as our sponsors that we're getting lined up, and Buckers Now. So you guys, if you guys have not built a profile, get over there and build your basic profile now. And as things come along, you can add, you can take away, just work with us. We'll be happy to work with you. And Matt is out there online working the tech support. He'll make that happen for you. So let's break things out with a little bit of No Doubt to finish you off on a Tuesday afternoon there, Making Eight Maniacs. Make sure to tune in tomorrow, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. Until then, get a grip.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this warmer should still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. Can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and nice. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of, look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, and confused, 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, cause I come to play, and 8 seconds is all that I'll say. Can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall, my first ever night. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and cowboy from my head to my toe. And this rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. I love a girl with a tramp stamp, a double docking boat ramp, and whiskey shaking, never stir. Tank tops and flip flops, those all night long truck stops, and beer when it's cold and that's free. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
We'll be right back.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8, it's a winner.